A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brialso Lake puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
Oh my goodness, the Dallas Cowboys are trying so desperately with the 1 minute and 14 seconds left in the first half to get something back on this embarrassing 21-0 landslide that currently the Cardinals have over the Cowboys in Dallas. The hometown of Kyler Murray, of course, who's visiting as the quarterback now and has thrown an amazing through this amazing 74-yard touchdown pass, just torching that BYU. That Cowboy secondary. They're both blue and white, Scott. So I think that's
It's a royal blue and it's silver.
The two fumbles by Ezekiel Elliott are the things that have been the problem, obviously, in this game. And so Andy Dalton aside, they keep showing the possibility of the backup coming in. Andy Dalton's done nothing wrong. It's only been Ezekiel Elliott's two fumbles that have led to 14 points and then a massive breakdown in the secondary for the Cowboys. So, yes, after the Chiefs won the early game today in the doubleheader, kicking off
early, that was like the senior citizen early bird special.
It was before my kids
got home. Game was over before 6 o'clock. It's crazy.
My kids got home from school. They were in the second quarter already. So Kansas City won 26-17 in a battle of two teams that were both 4-1. Excuse me. And the Chiefs are now 5-1. And as one losses teams go, obviously the Chiefs are, you know, going to be up there because of the Super Bowl champs. And I need to remind
when you
people,
learn how to win in the NFL, you can be 4-1. You can have 4 losses at the end of the year, 5 losses.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, those teams they know how to handle playoffs and winning late in the
12
season.
12-4 is like a magnificent season in the NFL. We forget how difficult it is to go through and only lose 2 games, you know, in the very rare 1 game, and of course the almost impossible undefeated season is very difficult to come by. So as we roll along here, I want to bring up something else that was talked about today. And one of those things happens to be this discussion. Our troll poll has it right now at 73.5%, say 0% chance that BYU gets into the college football playoff. I don't disagree with that. But I also wonder what it would look like if they are 10-0 at the end of the season. And would that be – and certainly that would be an argument. Because, Scott, it makes a difference that Zach Wilson would be one of the best quarterbacks in the country. On top of that, it's not just going 10-0, but you have these style points of this guy that everybody wants to watch. This game on Saturday was moved over to ESPN. This thing's going to be on ESPN. And you said it. You go, the only reason they're putting that thing on ESPN is because of Zach Wilson.
Yeah, and he is a hot player. He makes a difference. I mean, BYU's not playing the most difficult schedule in the world, but he's a guy that can really make – a difference in a game. He can turn it around. He has that kind of talent, that kind of ability. So, yes, BYU is in the discussion here. It's a really unusual year. I mean, when you have the Big Ten, who hasn't even started playing, they haven't even played a game yet. We're 7 weeks into the season, and it's really hard for them to be considered seriously for the playoffs. Because you know what? When those teams come back, they're going to be rusty. Like, I don't care how good Ohio State is, without any non-conference games to just start off and playing, you know, maybe a good team. Like, you know, maybe they play Penn State. I don't know what their schedule is, but But they're going to have weeks where they're trying to get their legs under them and get a feel for this. I mean, this is a long, long layoff for this team. So a team like Ohio State could, you know, lose a game early on in the season because of this delay and just trying to figure things out. I know they're super talented and they're very good. And then the Pac-12, I mean, it's 2 weeks before the Pac-12 even gets going. So to say that those two conferences are really going to be serious consideration, I mean, the only team anyone's going to think about is Ohio State. And they're going to have to run the table, and they're going to have to do it with the hopes that no one gets sick and they don't have a delay or they don't have a game canceled or whatever. And BYU just continues to march on. BYU's created a tremendous amount of momentum. And had BYU played Army that second or third week of the season and won that game, but mm-hmm. the momentum they've created now would probably be times, you know, five or six at that point. BYU beats Boise State, and they are in a really, really good – they're not going to make the playoffs, okay?
So,
but they are certainly going to be in the discussion.
To further our troll poll, you can't talk about the troll poll and whether or not BYU should be in that college football playoff discussion without the ultimate troll in the matter, and that's Paul Feinbaum, ESPN college football contributor, who had this to say about BYU. Here's what he had to say about his top four, the people that he put in there.
And Jay, this is not easy. Notre Dame would have been in there, but they had a sloppy performance. So I'm going with BYU. They may not get back into the number four position, but a huge win against Houston Friday night. So the Cougars have looked really good. Now, do they have the schedule? That's a big question mark. Number three, Georgia. Yeah, I know they lost by 17, but...
So there he goes.
If Georgia plays again against Alabama and loses, they're not going to be in it. But here's the thing:
I know
Paul Feinbaum is
trolling you. That's why it was. He's trolling you, the Utah fan. I guarantee it.
But here's what's happening, and this is a real thing, and people need to realize this, because I want to ask you this question because it's been on my mind all weekend, and this is a surprise for you, but it relates exactly to this. He goes, BYU looks really good. And that's what people are seeing.
What's funny is
they're seeing Zach Wilson. They're not seeing, are they playing a Power 5 right. conference schedule?
Did they give up two 90-yard drives? They don't see that, right?
So my question is, would you rather, if you're a BYU fan, would you rather be where you are right now, 5-0, with the schedule you've had? Or would you rather be 2-3 or 3-2? And have a heavy dose of Power 5 teams. I mean, you know, consistently every
That's
year
an
having
question, yeah.
the toughest schedule in the country.
I already know the answer. The answer is the version of this schedule, which is a sad thing to say because most people go, no, I love having those Power 5 teams on there. But the reality is what? We had Mitch on in the first segment or in the second segment of the show. And what did he say? He goes, this is the best looking BYU team that we've seen maybe for a couple decades. And you're going, huh? Like, is it just because they've gone 5-0 against, you know, basically second-tier teams? Maybe, but it also is that Zach Wilson looks really sharp. You can't have – if you have a by far and away superstar player on your team on top of the fact that you start rolling, that it just adds to that mystique of whether or not – because UCF was doing awesome – when UCF was rolling – the thing is we couldn't really name their quarterback or their running back. It was just kind of like, yeah, those guys were awesome.
It was their coach. It was Scott Frost.
Right. You looked at that it was like, the star look at of this amazing team. But so having a number one guy that everybody looks at, you can put the graphic up and have him next to Trevor Lawrence, that's valuable to have in this discussion. They will not be in the college football playoff. And Scott, I'm just telling you from my own personal psyche. They don't make those noises either because you know that those are fake noises. This is not – they are not going to go to the college football playoff. And I'm not saying they're going to lose.
You are the
– All I am saying –
No, you make my poo-poo list. That's all I got to say. And I'm not even the BYU fan.
I know, but I'm just telling
Let them live the dream, Alex.
Scott, I was at BYU in the Croton years. I've learned how to deflect my negative thoughts and cynicism and just always keep that little chip on my shoulder. It won't leave for a long time. All right. Taking the break here. We'll come back. Got our MVPs next. Or is it the poo-poo list?
No, it's MVP.
Okay. Well, stay with us.
Or no, poo-poo.
More to go with us on the on KSL's Unrivaled right here on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.